Hello and good evening, everyone. This is Michelle from Chorus Call. Welcome to FSN E-Commerce Ventures Limited Q2 FY25 earnings call. From the management at Nykaa, we have Ms. Falguni Nayar, Executive Chairperson, MD and CEO, Mr. Anchit Nayar, Executive Director and CEO, Nykaa Beauty, Ms. Adwaita Nayar, Executive Director and CEO, Nykaa Fashion, Mr. Nihir Parikh, CEO, NykaaFashion.com and Nykaa Man, Mr. Vishal Gupta, CEO, Nykaa Distribution, Mr. P. Ganesh, Chief Financial Officer. Before we start, we would like to point out that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. Kindly note that this call is meant for investors and analysts only. By participating in this event, you consent to such recording, distribution, and publication. All participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation from the management concludes. With that, over to you, Falguni Ma'am, for opening remarks. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think, dear investors and everyone on the call, I'm really happy to be here today with our second quarter for financial year 2024-25 results. I'll start with performance highlights, and just happy to say in the second quarter this year, we've had a strong GMV growth of 24% year-on-year, and revenue from operations now stands at rupees 1,875 crores, which is again 24% year-on-year growth. Taking it further, the gross profit has improved in terms of the margins, and the gross profit margin now stands at 43.8%, which is 70 basis point improvement year-on-year, and gross profit stands at 821 crore rupees. Talking about the EBITDA, EBITDA has also grown at about 29% year-on-year, with EBITDA coming in excess of 100 crores for this quarter, and it stands at 103.7 crores. Profit before tax is at 21.3 crores, again a 60% year-on-year improvement, and with PAT at 13 crores, with again 66% year-on-year improvement. Moving on further, wanted to just break it up between beauty and fashion, where you can see that the beauty has had a strong growth of 29% on a year-on-year basis. This is under our definition of beauty, which includes omnichannel beauty. It includes our beauty private brands as well as our eB2B business. And this, on the first half, also the growth has been 28% year-on-year. So we've had a strong first half, and the growth momentum has only accelerated in the second quarter. On the net revenue, also the picture is similar with 24% year-on-year growth, both in quarter two as well as on a first half basis, where the first half net revenue for beauty stands at 3,296 crores. On the fashion, I think the growth has been slower, as many of you are aware that the fashion had a little bit subdued first half, and from a seasonality perspective as well as unique reasons why this year the fashion demand was a little bit subdued due to more festivals being more weighted in the second half. So we have come out at about 10% year-on-year growth for this quarter on a GMV basis for the fashion business, and even the first half growth is subdued at 12% year-on-year. On the revenue, of course, the results are good with 22% year-on-year growth for the second quarter, with the net revenue at 166 crores, whereas for the first half, the net revenues have come out at 314.7 crores, which also is a 22% year-on-year growth. I wanted to point out that the strong content revenue in LBB, the subsidiary that is acquired by fashion business, is responsible for strong growth in revenue growth momentum in the fashion business, which has topped up the growth on top of the fashion business. Just some of the summary headlines. We now have 37 million cumulative customer base, which is a 31% increase on a year-on-year basis. We also have 210 stores. With this, we are the largest beauty retailer network in the country, and we've also added two new flagship stores, and it's a clear flagship stores are bigger stores with more brands in premium location, and there is a clear direction to grow some more of these going forward. On quicker delivery, as we call it, we have a big focus on consumer delight through faster delivery, and we are proud to say that 70% of our beauty orders are now delivered within same or next day in the top 110 cities in the country. So instead of focusing on just few metros, I think on a wider network of larger cities, we are trying to improve our delivery to either same or next day. And we have this definition where orders placed before 12 noon are delivered the same day, and the orders placed in the afternoon are delivered by next morning. So it is less than 24 hours, but almost 110 cities are delivering 70% of the orders in this manner. We now have 6,800 brands across beauty and fashion, and we've launched 170 plus brands in beauty this quarter and another 260 plus brands in fashion this quarter. So it was a big quarter for expanding our catalog, and we are quite excited that the platforms are growing bigger and stronger. With all this, the consolidated GMV stands at $450 million for this quarter. With that, I'll hand over to Anshit to talk about beauty multi-brand retail.
Okay, great. Thank you, and welcome everybody. So I think as FN mentioned, it has been a strong quarter for the beauty vertical with a 29% growth in GMV, taking the total GMV for the quarter to 2,783 crores. In terms of what were some of the key highlights in the quarter, the first has been that the investment in new customer acquisition is paying off. This is something we've spoken about in previous quarters, and you can see that in the fact that the growth in customers, new customers, has been at 31% year over year. We've also spoken about the focus which the company has put on growing and expanding the premium fragrance market in India. And that has also played out well for us this quarter, with that particular category growing well ahead of the overall platform growth of 29%. In July, we host our flagship Hot Pink sale. That sale this year had over 23 million unique visitors to the sale over the 10-day period, and continues to grow from strength to strength. In terms of our physical retail footprint, today we are at 210 stores across 70-plus cities, making us the largest beauty specialty retailer offline now as well. And this business has grown, again, at about 37% on a GMV basis year on year. The other parts of the beauty vertical, as you are aware, includes our own brands, which had a standout performance this quarter with a 48% growth year on year, as well as our eB2B business, Superstore, 80% year on year, showing a very strong momentum as it continues to expand the retailer network. So Nykaaland 2024 is a flagship event which we've hosted in November. So it is technically part of Q3, but since it was something that just occurred earlier this month, we thought it quite relevant and top of mind to share with our shareholder and investor community. This is the first of its kind and the largest beauty festival in the country, and it was a resounding success. We had over 25,000 customers who bought tickets to attend this event, which is a 70% growth over last year. Over 1,000 content creators attended the event in addition to the 25,000 customers who helped to create content that was then used to amplify the event on social media as well as digital platforms. We had masterclasses that were hosted by Sophia Tilbury and Patrick Ta, who are some of the biggest makeup artists globally, and over 5,000 beauty enthusiasts bought tickets to attend these masterclasses. We had 80 brands who participated this year, both international and domestic, and there were new launches that were dropped for the first time at the event from global iconic brands such as Clinique, Sol de Janeiro, GHD, Obagi, Eucerin, and more. So I think this is a testament to the consumer love for brand Nykaa, as well as consumer love for the category and interest in learning more. And this is an example of some of the on-ground events and experiences which we do, which we believe help us to drive further market expansion And as market leaders and category creators, it's our responsibility to continue to invest behind these category expansion activities. And we will just play a short video for you to get a sense of what it was like to be in Nykaa land. Yeah, so I think that video encompasses well the sheer scale of the event. And as you could hear from some of the attendees, this was an event that is not only best in class in India, but it's quite unique in terms of its scale, even on a global at a global level. Now, moving on to some of the new brands we launched this quarter, as mentioned, over 170 brands were launched, but I just want to highlight a few that are, as some of you may know, are marquee brands at a global level. First is Yves Saint Laurent, which is a luxury beauty brand that is owned by the L'Oreal Group. This brand launched only on Nykaa in Q2 and continues to be available on Nykaa.com as well as Nykaa stores. Kérastase, which is again owned by the L'Oreal Group, is a global luxury hair care brand, a professional hair care brand that has been available in salons in India over the past several years. But this is the first time that they have launched on a .com on a .com platform, and we were the partners of choice for that launch as well. Third is Eucerin. This is a premium derma cosmetic skincare brand that is owned by the Beiersdorf Group. And this brand was launched, again, only on Nykaa in the second quarter. And again, a testament to how we are really convincing brands to enter the India market and take and look at Nykaa as a partner of choice for their India expansion plans. And last but not least is Dr. Jart, which is a Korean skincare brand from the Estee Lauder Group. And this brand, again, launched in Q2 with Nykaa. Only available on Nykaa in our physical retail stores and .com. So we continue to bring the best global brands into India, and global partners see Nykaa as the partner of choice given the sheer scale of our consumer base, but I think even more importantly, the expertise which we've developed over the past decade in helping brands to build their brand equity in the market and localize themselves for a go-to-market strategy. As I mentioned earlier, fragrance has been a standout category for us this quarter and in the first half of the year, a lot of it being driven by what we like to call the art of retailing. So creating demand, creating aspiration for this category through awareness and education. And here are just some examples of the kind of on-ground events as well as on-site experiences which we create to drive that demand. So you can see that the category grew at 65% year over year on Nykaa.com, which is more than double the growth of the beauty vertical. And in stores, the growth was even higher at about 105% year over year. Moving on. Finally, just a quick recap. We have 210 stores, which currently account for about 2 lakh plus square feet of retail space. And this is a 25% growth year over year. We currently are present in 72 cities. So a very wide network of retail distribution. And in terms of contribution to our overall omni-channel beauty GMV, that number is at 8.2%, and it is up by over 70 basis points year on year. In terms of the split of stores, 91 stores are on trend, 73 are luxury, and 46 are kiosk. And the last 3-year GMV CAGR for this physical retail business has been about 40%, and the EBITDA CAGR has been even higher, about 60%. So physical retail continues to be a fast-growing business and incredibly important to our overall strategy, which is to expand the beauty market in the country and to give consumers access to the best brands and the best products in a physical setting, which as a highly tactile category is incredibly important. Now, coming to our delivery speed, as we mentioned earlier in the presentation, this is something that is incredibly pertinent and relevant, especially in the current circumstances and situation in the country. I would say that we are quite happy with where we are today. Just to reiterate, in the top 12 metros in the country, 80% of our orders are being serviced already, either the same day or within the next day. And if I look at the top 110 cities, 70% of the volume is already being covered through same day or next day delivery. So even with the wide assortment which we have, which is over 150,000 SKUs and or close to 3,000 brands, we are able to provide a very quick, timely delivery with a very wide assortment as well. With that, I will hand it over to Advaita to take you through the House of Brands.
I'll take it. I think Advaita may not be in a zone where she can speak, so I'll just take it from her. I think from the perspective of Nykaa's beauty House of Brands for beauty, House of Brands for beauty brands, we are really happy that we have registered a 50% year-on-year growth in this quarter, 48% GMV growth, and now the quarter two GMV stands at 360 crores. This was driven by strong growth in both Dot & Key and K-Beauty for the quarter. And if you look at the mix also, the brands are going beyond just the Nykaa's own platform. So while the platforms remain strong, contributing to 51%, totally contributing to 63% of our brand sales, the brands are also increasingly being distributed through what we call as general trade channels, albeit more selective distribution because of the nature of our brands, which are more premium and in categories like makeup and high-end skincare, but some beyond that also. And increasingly, we are also going into third 3P marketplaces as well as international forays. So this, I mean, this is a tribute to the fact that these brands can stay and find success even outside the platform. Next. Talking about Fashion House of Brands also, we've registered a healthy growth of 10% year-on-year. And these now stand at about 108.8 crores in terms of the GMV. These brands, again, are similarly being distributed both on the platform. And you can see that here, in fact, the own brand share has increased on the platform to 57% of their sales coming from Nykaa platforms. As you're aware, we don't have too many fashion stores except EBOs for Nykd. So about 4% of the fashion brand turnover comes from Nykaa's own stores. However, similar to beauty category, we do believe that as brands go wider, they get greater momentum. So the GTMT distribution for these brands is about 20%. And then the 3P channels on which they sell is about 19%. And some of these were brands we had acquired along with 3P channel distribution like Dot & Key and also 20 Dresses. So we allow for that to continue and build on that. So with that, I hand over to Vishal to talk about the Superstore by Nykaa.
Hi. Thanks, FN. We had another quarter of sustained top-line growth as well as significant improvement in our unit economics. As you can see from this chart, we had 80% year-on-year growth in GMV and over 2 years at 3x growth, driven a lot by our increase in distribution reach, with 60% increase in our transacting retailers. And we are now in over 1,000 cities, which shows the kind of scale that we have developed in last couple of years. Next. And importantly, the growth has also come with better quality because our AOV is also growing by 16% due to increase in the share of premium brands and our high margin brands. So the physical expansion growth, as well as we are getting more from our existing customers, which is a great sign for loyalty. Next. And all that ultimately translates into 862 bips better contribution margin, driven a lot by gross margin improvement. You know, as we get scale, we get better ad income. And like I said, better quality of orders, therefore more premium and profitable brands. So 334 bips improvement in profitability and a reduction in fulfillment cost, as well as our sales and distribution cost. You know, so overall, a really good performance in both scaling up top line and improvement in our unit economics. Thanks.
Hi, I'll take over. Next slide. So fashion GMV, like we discussed earlier in the challenging market, has been at 10% growth. What's good is our repeat customers, existing customers are seeing strength in our platform and are coming back in larger numbers and really valuing what we have built at this point in time. So that growth has been really encouraging for us. While our revenue has grown faster, as Pavan mentioned earlier, which is a mix of LBB's marketing income as well as higher service-related income on the platform. Next, please. One of the biggest wins and actually an honor for us was winning the Foot Locker's online rights in India. This is one of the world's largest footwear retailers, and they obviously spoke to all the Indian players, and they chose us. We have online rights to run footlocker.co.in, plus we are building and running the Foot Locker India social handle, as well as the shop-in-shop for Foot Locker on Nykaa Fashion as well as Nykaa Man. The early traction on this launch is pretty interesting, and we also have the CEO of Foot Locker, Mary Dillon, joined Falguni and our team for the launch event as well in India. So we're pretty excited about this start. And overall, this unlocks a lot for the overall aesthetics and footwear market as well, because in the premium space, we would be leading the conversation for the consumers in India. Other new brand launches, again, we are always hunting and finding amazing brands in India and across the world to bring to the stylish consumers of India. So we've got many brands as well as styles as well as key collections that were launched. Some of them were only with us, and some of them, for example, we have the Jodi and Naked collection, which was on the platform, as well as 20 Dresses and Happy Space collection, as well as a number of other cool brands that we brought to the platform. Next, please. And again, one of the most important things Nykaa Fashion stands for is style as well as new launches. We've doubled down even further on this conversation. And again, our customers are really valuing the selection as well as curation that we provide on our platform. So a lot of updated UI, UX conversations across the site and relevancy of giving the consumer the right product that they're looking for in their journey. So we've had a solid 25% GMV growth of just the first in fashion selection that we have on platform, much faster growth than the platform. From a financial perspective, our gross margin growth has been really good at 567 bips. Part of it is coming from LBB, marketing income and service income, and as well as on the platform, the service income has done really well, which has led to a gross margin growth. Strategies across fulfillment, expense fulfillment side, where we've had certain legs where we optimized from air to land, as well as improved packaging costs has led to improved fulfillment expenses. Marketing expenses on the higher side, we showed you guys the Stay Stylish videos last time we met, which is the branding videos. So some of those investments were made this year, in this quarter, to really help increase the brand awareness of Nykaa Fashion, which will help us in the long term as well. So overall, some of our contribution margin has increased. Slight increase in our cost of employees as well as GNA, including some of the tech costs that we've had. Again, good investments for the long term. But some of our overall EBITDA has improved by 307 bips in the fashion business. Again, as we've been saying, our quarter and quarter and year on year improvement in quality of business, quality of customers, and quality of P&L is continuing in the right direction as we continue to add value to consumers in India. Thanks.
Thanks, Nihir. We'll have a quick look at the financial performance now. So as we can see, top line delivered good numbers with a 24% GMV as well as revenue growth, which is in line with the 2-year CAGR. The profitability momentum also continues with a 29% growth in EBITDA and with PAT growing 66%. Next slide. Yeah. So here we have a snapshot of the P&L. As we can see, gross margins and most cost elements have shown improvement. This has resulted in EBITDA and PAT expansion even after a 174 basis point increase in our marketing and S&D investments. Going to the next slide. This is a snapshot of our vertical performance across our beauty and fashion verticals. The highlights of the same are covered in the next slide, so I'll go to the next slide. As we can see, gross margin expansion has been seen across our beauty, superstore and fashion businesses. Marketing investments have increased by 134 basis points, led by accelerated new customer acquisition. S&D expenses increased by 37 basis points due to higher salience of our eB2B business, as well as own brand penetration into third 3P channels. And also what we can see is that scale efficiencies have been kicking in other expenses. So going to the next slide. To add some color on our marketing investments in new customer acquisition, our cumulative customer base grew 31% to 37.1 million at the end of the quarter, while AUTC stood at 16.8 million. Next slide. In this chart, we can see the acceleration in our new customer acquisition in beauty. AUTC stood at 13.7 million and new customer growth stood at 31%. Next slide. Here we can see some examples of marketing investments. So also in the next slide. That's our Stay Stylish campaign in fashion. Moving ahead. Here we'll have a look at our capital expenses. So coming to CapEx, as all of you are aware, that coming out of COVID, we had significant investments which were made in office space and warehousing capacity as well as in stores, both in FY22 as well as in FY23. What this chart shows you is that it has now considerably moderated and with now key investments happening in stores and in tech. Moving ahead, overall, as you can see, the balance sheet ratios have improved over time with both fixed capital as well as working capital turns improving and with a resultant uptick being seen continuously in ROCE. So that really summarizes the financial performance and the floor is open for Q&A.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a video question, please click on the Ask a Question tab under the video player and separately you can type in your questions in the text box provided. Before asking the question to the management, please introduce yourself, providing your name and your organization name. If possible, you may switch on your video as well. Please limit yourself to a maximum of 2 questions so we can accommodate as many as possible. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from Avi Mehta. Please accept the prompt on your screen, unmute your audio video, introduce yourself and proceed with your question, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So thanks a lot for this opportunity. I just had 2 questions. One, I wanted to understand the duty discounting pressures. If you could update us on that and whether have they moderated from levels seen in the last quarter in 1Q FY25?
Anshit, are you going? Okay.
Yeah, I can take that. So I think you can see it also from the numbers that it has moderated slightly, but you know, it continues to be there continues to be some elevated discounting, especially from the horizontal platforms that are in the beauty, that are also playing the beauty category. So there is retailer funded discounting from horizontals that continues, I think, because there is softness in their other core categories like fashion. There is an aggressive play on the beauty side, but it is starting to moderate slightly from the peak, and we are optimistic that this will continue to moderate over the coming months and year, because of course, as I've mentioned in the past, the brands are against the concept of retailer funded discounting on their products, because in the long term that tends to commoditize the category.
Anchit, sorry, I'm just wanted to understand if, you know, any expectations by when, you know, the logical way I would see this is as discount moderates, we should see ad income growth kind of also rising. So I wanted to just get your thoughts on when do you see that panning out?
So I think Avi, firstly, we don't discount. So you're talking about the market. I just want to be clear.
I obviously mean from the brand perspective, because that should move into your P&L as well.
No. So I think maybe I'll just clarify. As I said, we are seeing elevated retailer-funded discounting from horizontal platforms. Brands are already looking to moderate their discounts and have already moderated the discounts meaningfully. So now a lot of that is being funded by retailers. So I don't know when the horizontals will stop that and how long they're able to sustain it. It is not a very good practice for the industry. But I don't think the two are linked. I don't think that because, as I said, as brands have started to moderate their own discounting, there is definitely more openness to spend on advertising. They realize that longer term, to build real brand equity and real demand, they need to advertise and they need to market and create awareness for the brands, which is happening and has improved. And but I don't know when, you know, unfortunately, I don't have an insight into when the other platforms plan to stop the elevated discounting.
Got it. Very clear. And sorry, if I may, the last question on the growth environment in the fashion industry. How is that behaving as we enter the festive season in 3Q? Any update or on that would be useful. That's all from my side.
I think Nihir can take it and I'll add to that after Nihir's take it. Nihir, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I think the first half of the year generally from an industry perspective has been a little slower. I think we've seen that across the results across various companies as well as the stuff we've seen at Nykaa Fashion. Having said that, what we do see is continued customer love on key areas of value add, which is definitely helping us. And I think the second half, we'll move forward. But I think the first half has been slow and we're excited about the platform strength. How do you add?
Yeah, what I wanted to say was that clearly there's a lot of talk that industry didn't do well in fashion in the first half because this year all the festivals were shifted. There were more weddings than festivals in the second half, so it was seasonally weak. And there was definitely some pickup in October. And I don't, in terms of even in fashion, we haven't seen any increase in discounting. So I think the main thing everyone's hoping for, and because it's only 1 month post the quarter, and we also don't want to guess going forward, but the industry is hoping for better growth outcomes in the second half of the year linked to wedding season.
Got it. Fairly clear. Thanks a lot for this.
Thank you. The next question is from Kapil Singh. Please accept the prompt, unmute your audio video and proceed with the question, sir. Mr. Singh, please accept the prompt.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, we can hear you. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question I had on the last slide. If I see the key operational metrics, you know, the visits and MAUV, there's a stark difference between beauty and fashion. So just one broader perspective from you, why there is so much difference?
I think you're talking about the last slide, which is the KPI slide.
Right.
First of all, you know, all the comparisons are a little bit difficult to make, but are you talking about the year-on-year growth versus that's all you're talking about, right? The year-on-year growth on visits in fashion is slower.
Yes, visits, MAUV, orders, all of these, you know, it seems like there is a stark difference between the two businesses. I understand operating environment is tough, but if you have any perspective here, why there is so much difference?
Like you could see that the AOV did improve in fashion. Clearly, you can see that AUTC also has improved in fashion. I think the main reason was that we did see the cost of customer acquisition go up at certain points because the conversions were poorer. and we chose not to chase growth by spending more marketing. And obviously, when the results, obviously, so that's how the visits didn't grow. But the long and short of it is that we couldn't deliver better growth given the marketing budgets that we wanted to spend. And we don't think it's the end of it all. I think we see it as an adversity for the first half due to maybe some wrong, you know, I mean, part of it was market adversity, but also some things we may not have done as well. And we do believe that the growth, we are working towards reviving the growth and visits. And October clearly was better.
Okay. Any more insights, like what you can do differently in second half compared to first half?
I mean, in terms of everything, so I think any kind of like efficiency in marketing is desirous of assortment growth, and I think we are chasing a lot of assortment growth, key long-term relationships, the strategic relationships that can help us drive the growth, like Foot Locker is just being rolled out and they'll be similar in future. Third is managing for better supply on the platform, which also sometimes in India suffers in the first half because it's off season and a lot of new supply and fashion comes in time for the season. So a number of things that are important for better conversion, which is, you know, a lot of, you know, assortment build, a lot of unique collections and partnerships, and thirdly, obviously, efficiency of marketing. And yeah, I think those, and then obviously availability of supply in terms of what the customers are looking for and making sure that is available on our platform. So that's also an assortment. So I think we'll continue to do all of that better. I think from the superiority of platform in terms of discoverability and how good the platform engages with the customer, there is not a question. I think a lot of that investment has been made by our, you know, our business. So you can see that. And I think a lot of customers see that. We also get that through as feedback from the customers. So finally, it's all about what is customer looking for? Do we have those brands and at the right prices? And also, are we able to help facilitate discovery? And then do we have, you know, ability to fulfill that demand?
Okay, and just the second question is on margins. You know, they've operated in a band for, you know, various reasons. Let's say roughly about 5.5% for you know, last many quarters. So just wanted to understand. I think we are still in investment phase, and you know, they could remain here for some time, and you know, how should we really think about it? Just qualitatively, your thoughts on this. That's cool.
I think all we can say is that we've also given somewhere in the presentation, we have given you know, the margins which would have been if we were to remove both the ESOP charge, so adjusted EBITDA without the ESOP charge, as well as our GCC expansion that we have embarked on, which is in very early days to really be able to judge. So that has come out at 6.2% compared to 5.5% a year ago. So there is a core improvement in profitability. But like any organization, you know, sometimes one sees the need to invest in people. Sometimes we see the need to increase in marketing expenses. If you can see, like, we've improved most of the elements of costs except marketing. And we do feel that that's a very conscious effort to acquire more customers. And that's what we've also shown in terms of our customer acquisition, how we've accelerated it in the first half so that we are ready for it in the second half. So this is for beauty, and there is similar investment made in fashion, but within the guardrails of marketing being within certain percentage of our net revenue.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, it's different for fashion than beauty in terms of percentage, but we observe guardrails for each of the businesses in terms of how much we are ready to invest.
Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sachin Dixit. Please accept the prompt, unmute your audio video and proceed with your question, sir.
Hi, I hope you can hear me now.
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. So my first question is with regards to the investments that we are making in terms of our same day and next day delivery stuff. So largely on this, multiple times that quick commerce is not a like-to-like replacement for Nykaa. The user base is different, customer experience is different. Why are we still running for a 30-minute or let's say an hour to hour sort of deliveries then?
Why are we not trying to do that?
My question is, why are we still trying to sort of match up with quick commerce speed? Obviously, we are not going 10 minutes, but we are still trying to do a 30-minute or a 2-hour delivery.
Sorry, just to explain this initiative, what we are trying to say is that Nykaa has improved its delivery performance by 45% on all our orders. And within that, at least in 110 cities, which is a very wide network all over across India compared to quick commerce, which is just chasing few top cities. In 110 cities, we are able to deliver 70% of our orders next day. And this has come not due to any extra investment we put in into the first 6 months of this year. It has come because of all the network, warehouse network rollout that we had done in the previous 2 years, where we went closer to the customer through our warehouses being located in each of the state capitals, and then the delivery was happening through that. So I think that's what we are highlighting.
I can address the question. So, look, I think you have a very valid point, which is, you know, Nykaa is catering to many different consumer journeys. A lot of them are not a good fit for quick commerce. Like, there is a lot of discovery that needs to be done when making a purchase in certain categories within beauty. There is discovery, there is assortment width is also very important in beauty. It's a very long tail category. You know, if you're trying to buy a foundation, there are 30 different shades that suit the Indian skin tone and color. So I mean, beauty is a long tail category. So there are large parts of our business that are not addressable by quick commerce, at least not in a very affordable and sustainable way. So we are not looking to try to do 30-minute delivery for that part of the assortment. But there is a part of the assortment which we do have, which is also an important part of our overall business, which we call as fast-moving everyday SKUs. These are products that consumers buy more like everyday essential products rather than as a more deliberate beauty purchase. And for us to continue to dominate market share in those SKUs and in those subcategories, we do think it is important to be competitive in certain metros for certain parts of the assortment from a quick delivery perspective, meaning 30-minute to 3-hour. So that is the part of the assortment, the part of the business which we're looking to address via the Nykaa Now quick delivery initiative, which we've spoken about with you in the past. We also realize that we have the assortment, we have the brands, and actually the investment from a setting up of what we're calling as the rapid warehouses or the rapid stores is not going to be meaningfully large. We think we can do this in a profitable way. As you know, our average order values tend to be quite high. And so on a order basis, we feel that this business can be actually profitable as well. So it's not going to be, at this point in time, it's not going to be margin dilutive, nor is it a large capital investment. And so if we have the ability to do it, we know how to run our supply chain. We've been doing it for years. We know how to manage warehouses, mini warehouses as well. And we have the assortment. So we think that in the interest of always being better every day and always providing a superior experience to the consumer,